Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. It is a Saturday morning. Hope you're doing well. This report brought to you each week by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. And this week we check in with Ashley Coles, a familiar face and voice to agriculture in Minnesota. But she was also working for agriculture in Nebraska as of late. But now back in Minnesota, serving in a new role with Minnesota Turkey.
Yeah, it's fun to be back advocating, though, for agriculture in the state of Minnesota, although I've been, as you said, advocating for agriculture elsewhere. But it's definitely nice to be back.
Ashley gives us a brief history on her roles serving in Minnesota agriculture.
Yeah, so my departure from the Cattlemen's Association in Minnesota went to the Cattlemen's Association in Nebraska and served as their Vice President of Government Affairs, so for lobbying efforts on the state level in Lincoln and then working with the NCBA team in Washington, D.C. to continue advocating for cattlemen.
Ashley Coles joining us this morning. She gives us more details in her new role working on the poultry side of things.
Yeah, I've been a little tongue-in-cheek when talking to folks about this change the position, shifting from working for folks that produce leather to working for some feathers. So working for Minnesota Turkey, which encompasses actually two organizations. It's Minnesota Turkey Growers Association, which is the membership side of Minnesota Turkey, and then the Minnesota Turkey Research and Promotion Council, which is the checkoff side for Minnesota Turkey. Both groups, you know, focus on advocacy, education, and research. Some more appropriately than others in regards to what checkoff funds can go to, and then obviously the lobbying effort in St. Paul.
I asked Ashley what drew her back to Minnesota and for this position with Minnesota Turkey.
You know, for me, it was an opportunity to take the skills that I've learned working for cattle organizations over the past almost 10 years and see if that translates into working for a different livestock protein. Minnesota's number one in turkey. So it was an opportunity to work for, you know, the state with the largest turkey industry in the country and just work with a different type of farmer. You know, the issues are pretty similar. And for me, it's kind of fun to take the approach that a rising tide raises all ships in agriculture. So to continue to do the work that I like to do, whether that be working through association programs or working through regulatory and legislative efforts for the turkey growers is just something that I thought was an opportunity I couldn't pass up.
Ashley Coles joining us this morning here on Chasm Radio. I mentioned Ashley coming from the beef sector. Does it bring a refreshing perspective going into the turkey side of things as well?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's for me, working in a totally different livestock industry has been a challenge because you can't necessarily get into the turkey barns to learn more. But when you look at association management and even the checkoff side, a fresh perspective on programs is something that I think was welcomed by the organization. And working with the staff in Minnesota Turkey is great, working on the programs they have. So bringing in some fresh ideas is something that they're open to. And so we're pretty excited to roll out some stuff here in the next couple months regarding programming within the association side, but also the checkoff side.
Ashley Coles joining us, new executive director with Minnesota Turkey. I mentioned Ashley, a lot of folks think of turkey during Thanksgiving, but it's something they need to think of all year long.
Yeah, so when you think about turkeys purchased and consumed on Thanksgiving, and you think about the number of turkeys in Minnesota, so Minnesota produces approximately 46 million turkeys annually. And when you look at turkeys consumed on Thanksgiving, it's approximately 46 million. Now, not all of them come from Minnesota, but it puts in perspective just how large the turkey industry is here in the state.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning here on Chasm Radio. And there's hurdles and issues in every industry when it comes to the poultry side of things. It's avian influenza.
Yeah, unfortunately, avian influenza is kind of reared its head again this fall like it did this spring. And it's one of those issues, as long as there's migratory birds flying over the state, there is a threat for high-path avian influenza in domestic birds. So that's been a little bit of a learning curve for me, but it's interesting to watch the turkey producers, you know, interact and work with folks you know, within the regulatory side of things, but also with other folks in the industry to respond quickly in an effort to continue, you know, producing birds.
Just like in the swine industry, one of the main things being emphasized for poultry producers is biosecurity.
That's right. So, you know, strengthening and increasing biosecurity measures, you know, on top of the robust biosecurity measures they've already implemented, are something that all the growers are focusing on, specifically in the spring and the fall, again, when there's the higher likelihood of high path because of migratory birds.
Ashley Coles joining us on CASM Radio, new executive director with the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association and also Research and Promotion Council. And she gives us a little insight into what they plan on doing to continue to promote turkey.
Yeah, it's the time of year, you know, to talk about Thanksgiving and talk about turkey. And we're going to talk about turkey year-round. Our national organization is doing some pretty cool things with a group called Turkey Smoke. And they're kind of partnering up with KCBS, or Kansas City Barbecue Society, for some of their major contests and having turkey be a category. You know, so those are things that, you know, we are looking through Minnesota Turkey to kind of replicate and augment and expand across the state to talk about turkey, obviously at Thanksgiving, but also year-round in the diverse ways you can use turkey. And obviously, of course, you mentioned State Fair and Turkey to Go being a prominent fixture there at the Minnesota State Fair for sure.
Coles also says she'll have a chance to still work on the legislative side of things.
Absolutely. So, you know, we do have a presence in St. Paul, but also in Washington, D.C., but that's been part of the work that I've done in the, you know, just shy of 2 weeks that I've been on staff of Minnesota Turkey's, reintroducing myself to legislators and regulators in my new capacity. I've kept in touch with some of them over the years and not working in that capacity within the state of Minnesota, but just kind of reintroducing myself and then using that opportunity to remind folks that Minnesota is number one in turkey and how the much significance this industry has for the state.
Ashley Coles joining us this morning on your Central Minnesota Farm Report as she was just recently named new executive director of the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association and Minnesota Turkey Research and Promotion Council. And boy, she's going to be a great fit and a very, very good asset for the turkey and poultry sector here in Minnesota. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Have a good weekend.